This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Now that U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer has been confirmed, the new federal administration could be moving toward rewriting trade deals, including the North American Free Trade Agreement. In the next installment of our special reporting project, State of Change, Hope Kerwin has more on how changing this trade deal could impact the Wisconsin dairy industry.
Since before President Donald Trump took office, he's promised to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement, known as NAFTA. He talked about the issue during a visit to Wisconsin last month.
NAFTA's been very, very bad for our country. It's been very, very bad for our companies and for our workers. And we're going to make some very big changes.
But some Wisconsin dairy farmers are worried an episode from this spring is an indication of what may come from reopening trade deals with Mexico and Canada.
Over here, we have some heifers.
Frank Bailing milks 56 cows on his farm near Randolph, Wisconsin.
They'll all come over to say hi.
He was one of 58 farmers in the state who were dropped by Grassland Dairy Products when the company lost sales of ultra-filtered milk to a Canadian customer. It took Bailing almost a month to find a new buyer for his milk because most processing facilities were already full.
It certainly is a red flag of what may be to come if renegotiation does come to pass, because it shows what happens when we lose a milk market.
Grassland said they lost sales when Canada created a new pricing class for ultra-filtered milk, a concentrated product used to make cheese. Canadian leaders say the policy helps their farmers compete on the world market, but U.S. dairy leaders see it as a barrier to American imports. Shauna Morris from the National Milk Producers Federation says it's the latest example of why trade talks are needed.
There have been numerous different actions that Canada has taken over the years that are really aimed at trying to shut down, for one product after another, exports of U.S. dairy to Canada.
Morris says there are parts of NAFTA that need to be maintained, but she says a renegotiation could address things like tariffs that still exist for some dairy products. Brian Gould from the University of Wisconsin-Madison isn't so sure.
I'm not confident that we'll be able to gain anything from renegotiation. We've had a very good experience with Mexico and Canada since the early 90s when NAFTA was passed.
Gould says U.S. dairy producers exported about 2% of their products when NAFTA was first approved. Now, around 15% of dairy products are exported. Mexico alone buys around 20% of all U.S. dairy exports. So Gould says losing trade to Mexico in a NAFTA renegotiation would be disastrous for U.S. dairy farmers.
Our rate of growth in milk production in the U.S. exceeds the rate of growth in domestic demand. So we really rely on those exports markets to clear our shelves, if you will, and keep milk prices up.
Frank Bailing says this reliance on export markets to keep prices afloat might be the real problem. He says an oversupply of milk in the U.S. and on the world market continues to weigh down dairy prices. Morris with the National Milk Producers Federation says America's milk production isn't out of hand. It only grows 1 to 2% every year. But Bailing says the panic that Grassland's lost Canadian sales caused among farmers shows there's a need to reconsider production growth. In previous years, Bailing says it would have been easy to find a new processor because milk was always in demand.
It's really put it into perspective for some people. There's been more talk of doing a supply management sort of thing. I've heard more about that, and it might push more farmers to retire a little earlier than they had planned.
Whether or not a NAFTA renegotiation is needed, Trump has promised to change the trade deal. At the end of April, Trump announced he and the other NAFTA leaders had agreed to move toward renegotiations. But the administration hasn't technically started the process needed to rewrite the trade deal. For farmers like Bailing, the uncertainty of what a renegotiation could bring means he's waiting to make any big changes or long-term investments in his farm. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story is part of a year-long reporting project at WPR called State of Change, Water, Food, and the Future of Wisconsin. Find stories on Morning Edition, All Things Considered, the Ideas Network, and online at wpr.org/change.